Hey, it's John from CityCast. If you're in the mood to pamper yourself a little bit this week while supporting cruelty-free products, you should check out Bon Coeur Home and Wellness. It's the best place in Portland to find everything from chic home decor to cannabis accessories. They've got a curated collection of vegan and cruelty-free home goods and wellness products because their name is French for kind heart, after all. You'll get a 20% discount on your first order when you sign up for emails this week at boncoeur.net. That's boncoeur.net and use the code BONCOEURCITYCAST20.
Do you want to know what one of the most frequently asked questions we've gotten from listeners since launching the show? I don't think you're ever going to guess it. How do you make friends in Portland? And I'm not going to lie, we were a bit stumped because how do adults make new friends? And now put them in a city full of introverts where it rains for more than half the year. Oh, and what if you don't drink or you hate hiking? It's a bit of a conundrum, but we might have found the perfect person to answer all of these questions and more. Today on CityCast Portland, we're talking with local tour guide and founder of Throw Snakes Tours, Drezen De Vera. He's a self-described friend for hire and has some really great tips on where to meet people in a city that some newcomers claim can be a bit standoffish. It's Wednesday, March 13th. I'm Claudia Meza, and this is what Portland's talking about.
I set an alarm to wake up on time because my typical sleep schedule is from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m.
That sounds nice.
It is a privileged way to sleep.
Yeah. So you describe yourself as a friend for hire. What does that even mean?
Essentially, what it means is... There are people that are trying to explore Portland and do it in a way that's not commercial. They want to do it in a way that has a personal touch. Because I think the whole purpose of travel is to absorb all this novelty and to have a friend be there for you, to be a conduit for you to get what you want, is kind of like the best case scenario for everyone involved. And so I market myself as that friend that you can hire and learn about the city of Portland.
Yeah, you know, people moving here sometimes have a hard time making friends in Portland. I mean, that's why you're here. We had multiple listeners write in asking how anyone is meeting anyone around here. And we've actually been labeled that we are like a city full of introverts. Like we're the most introverted, you know, kind of bigger city. So you come across a lot of people in your work. Is this something you're also hearing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think the weather contributes something to it. I think it's a weather that promotes hermitude in the sense that...
I love hermitude.
Yeah. It tends to be dark and drizzly outside. And like our winters are longer than normal. Like I think it's at least 2/3 of the year. It's just gray and overcast. And yeah, it is conducive for a reflective kind of culture. And I feel like introverts are more likely to be reflective. And so I do find that there are more introverts in Portland.
Yeah. So it might be harder for someone who's like, I don't know how to get in here.
But at the same time, I feel like, okay, yes, there are introverts in Portland, but I would also say that they tend to be self-aware introverts. And I think that self-awareness creates this knowledge that human connection is still a part of like a spiritual diet. You know, and so there are a lot of introverted meetups, like book clubs, or let's go on a hike together. So even if like we run out of things to say to each other, because it's just not in our skill set, like we're still doing an activity we both enjoy, you know. And so I think that people in Portland, though introverted, are still seeking out other people.
So give me your friend making philosophy. Like, what's the mindset you think people should start with?
I guess I keep in the forefront of my mind this ideology that your best friend was a stranger once. And I think that for me, how I put out my bat signal is I just embody my authentic self, if not even boost it a little. To make sure that my bat signal is really out there and glowing, I kind of show up as a Drezen plus version of myself. So there's Dresden, who's like pretty easygoing. And then there's Dresden Plus, who's like the golden retriever side of me comes out. And people are just like, whoa, people, you know? And so when people see a golden retriever, their immediate reaction is like, dude, look at all this love that's being offered to me. I'm going to respond positively to this, you know?
Well, let's say someone's ready to head out the door and start making friends today. Where should they start?
There's this quote that goes, go where you love and your friends will be there waiting for you. And so if you like to dance, there's this really great community called Mount Tabor Dance. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people gather during the summer every Wednesday for free on Mount Tabor and get down to EDM. If you're more into like a bohemian slash hippie scene, there's a dance group called Fernhill Dance. So for all you dancers, that's covered. If you are into hiking or drinking, then it's like quite easy to go on an app called Meetup, and they have things like the hiking group, the drinking group, the reading group, the bicycling group, the running group. And so you have all of these groups where you're going to crash land into an activity that you like doing, and you'll be in the presence of other people who like doing that thing also. And I think I'm going to butcher this quote, but it goes, the basis of every friendship is a shared interest, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, what about if you just want to go out and meet people in the wild? Like, what are some places you'd recommend? Like, give me three ideas.
I would say that if you start becoming like a regular at your local bar, mm-hmm. I think people start to open up to you over time, especially if you bring good energy with you, like that golden retriever energy in you. I'm trying so hard to say, like, to bring out that dog in me, but really it's just like showing up as your golden retriever self. And we all have it, even though we don't access it. Like, it's ingrained in us. It's part of the human condition to want to be in a relationship. And so just lean into that, like, be the version of you plus, you know. People notice that and will over time want to open up more.
Yeah. What about for those who don't drink?
Kava bars. Yeah. Kava is, I think, the next big thing. I think it's been a big thing for a while, but the degree of self-reflection happening in the world, as I feel a result of COVID, has manifested this ideology of like sobriety. And so people are more often looking for non-alcoholic ways to hang out. And I think there's a new kava bar on Burnside called Kava Saya. And so that's in Southeast. And if you're in the Northeast, they have Nalu Kava. And yeah, there are very mindful, interesting people who are interested in conversation that go to either.
What advice do you give to people to help not be creepy? Because, you know, like sometimes to get that like desperation out of just like, hello, I'm my friend here, you know?
Be aware of people's body language. Like going back to a quote I said before we started casting was, your energy introduces you before you even speak, you know? And so I think being aware of how people are communicating with how they're facing you, with whether they're looking in another direction. But for me, it's really helpful to use low stakes openers of like, how's your day? And I know that's such a simple question, but if you can say it and mean it, And I think people pick up on that and notice it as an invitation to say more. Or just like, damn, that food looks really good. You know, just like really innocent comments, and they get to decide whether or not they want to invest in the conversation. That's the advice I would give to someone who's awkward.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's take a quick break here. And when we return, more tips on how to make friends in Portland. Okay, so when I think about Portland, when people ask me about, you know, how do you make friends, I always think, well, there's so many different versions of Portland, you know? Mm-hmm. There's so many different entryways into enjoying the city and meeting people. I just wondered if you knew of anyone that started off a bit timid that actually found their footing?
Yeah, I knew someone who was timid, and her, like, niche, I guess, interest was foreign languages. Mm. And so she would go to meetups where they would speak foreign languages. And the cool thing about going to those events is that you're not there to become friends with everyone. You're there in a space where everyone is trying to make friends. And so you get to decide like, oh, this person's energy matches my frequency more closely than this other person's energy. So I'm going to gravitate towards this person. And so even if you go to an event with a dozen people, if you find the one friend who's like on your frequency, then that's a success. And that friend who's on your frequency likely has other friends that share the same vibe. And that person becomes a gateway to a community.
Totally.
And so I've seen that happen. And I've experienced that myself.
I haven't moved to a city as like, you know, an adult. I've always moved as a younger person. And I think it's always easier when you're younger to make friends just because you're more active. Like you have more energy to go out at night to do stuff. Like we have our 24-year-old producer. She just like hit the ground running, you know. She's made a ton of friends and like has her world already like mapped out. Like, this is what I do on Wednesday. This is what I do on Friday, that kind of thing. That's something that is hard to remember when you're older. It's like you almost forget how to make friends.
Mm.
Do you know? And when you're younger, like it's just an instinct. Like you're just like, oh, I like your shoes. I like your shoes too. Hi, we're best friends. You know?
Yeah.
And when you're older, you're just like, I don't even know, especially when people have kids or it's just, this is really interesting to hear. Like, this is what you do. This is how you can do that, you know? But I'm curious because like we've talked a lot about like summer stuff. What's a super rainy day social space, do you think? You know, because I feel like winter is the hardest. That's when people get hit the hardest, when they feel more alone. And I feel like it is easier to find stuff to do, you know, outdoors, especially going on hikes. I was, you know, taking sailing classes, whatever. But when it's rainy, it's harder. What do you think?
For me, go with the flow. And I think right now with the flow of a rainy season is going to a cafe. I think people who want to be around other people while being productive or reading a book, they go to a cafe because there's an acknowledgement that there's something about being around other people that feels better than being alone. But two, and I'm going to circle back to something I said earlier, put out your bat signal. And when I say bat signal, yes, it's an energy, like be the version of yourself plus, but also like wear your favorite band, you know, like put it on a t-shirt, like wear a piece of jewelry that like you get complimented on. Like the stuff that you get complimented on, often wear that, because like when people are complimenting you, oftentimes it's to acknowledge that they like what you're wearing, but also it's like an invitation to talk. And compliment other people and acknowledge other people's bat signal of like, hey, you're reading that book. I haven't read it myself, but I've heard good things. Like, what do you think? Similar to what you said earlier, where you have kids who are like, hey, I like your shoes. Hey, I like your shoes. We're friends now. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that there is a degree of that that remains even as adults.
It's true. Cool. Yeah, I just want to shout out two places that I think would work for indoor stuff, which is, have you heard of Rose City Book Pub? That's a pretty cool place.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to drink. It's called a pub, but they have like non-alcoholic choices. But it's a cool little place with lots of nooks and books. And they're just like, bring a book, read somewhere. You can be alone. Also, you can talk to people, you know, and it's like perfectly made for extroverts. There's also like gaming stores that are so cool. Like, you know, if you're a gamer, we're already playing game, like literally playing board games and looking for other people to play games. And I'm just like, that's kind of an easy in if, you know, you have that interest. What are your interests? I'm just curious. Like, you moved here when?
2015. And at the time, Portland was the number one city Americans were moving to at a rate of 82 people a day.
You're so like, at the time?
At the time. Back in my day.
Yeah. Well, anything that I didn't ask or we didn't touch on that you think like, oh, this is a good tip before we wrap stuff up?
For me, I guess a tip that I would have is don't be afraid to put out feelers. Oftentimes your feelers don't have to be things that are going to result in humiliation. Like if you put out your golden retriever bat signal plus energy, People are going to vibe with that or they're not. And there's no reason to feel humiliated or ashamed by if they don't vibe with it. You just move on. So just like put out feelers. Don't like invest in a conversation going your way and just be super casual about it. And there's nothing to be ashamed of if the other person doesn't want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And so eventually you get to, like, once you're settled and once you're putting yourself out there often enough, you amass like a collection of people that you want to spend time with. But ultimately, your friend is going to be someone who brings out your brighter self. And I do think that when you find those special few, they tend to be connected with other people who will amplify your brightness. And so it gets pretty natural and organic once you find people who are on your frequency.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, Dresden, for waking up so early for us. And to everyone who moved here, welcome to Portland. Trust me, we want to be your friend. We're just a little shy. We're a shy guy. We're just a little shy.
We're introverted, but we recognize the need for human connection.
And now for your microdose of news. An owner of a North Portland record store has helped arrest his own burglar. After two break-ins in a week and a loss of over $5,000, vinyl resting place owner Steve Cook took matters into his own hands when he and another business owner followed the suspect after spotting him outside his store. The alleged burglar, Dwayne Erickson, was also connected through video surveillance to a few other break-ins in the area. Police were flagged down during the pursuit, leading to Erickson's arrest. But because of our struggling county courts, the suspect is now free again. He was a no-show to his arraignment, and the DA office has directly communicated to Cook that if found, there might not be any public defenders available, so Erickson will most probably be released and charges dropped. So, yeah. And Governor Tina Kotek has scrapped plans to toll large sections of Interstate 5 and Interstate 205 in the Portland metro area. According to a letter sent to the Oregon Transportation Commission on Monday, Kotek pointed to lack of funding as one of the reasons for withdrawing her support. The plan was one of three separate Portland area tolling projects currently in development. For even more local news and events, check out our daily newsletter, Hey Portland. We'll throw a link in the show notes. Well, that's all for today here on CityCast Portland. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more from around the city. Until then, see you at Slim's.